Oh, guys, this is 105 despite Trump posting earlier that the Iran war is almost over. Oh, God. It was 113 yesterday. No, you're thinking of Brent. This is WTI. Oh, God. Just a nonstop upward climb since around 87 down here. The only break here was the fucking weekend market closing. God. COVID peak was 114. Iran's hit on E3 Sentry highlights USAF vulnerability to ground attacks. Really? Oh, by the way, in case you guys wanted any proof that our government is lying to us, the government reported this plane damaged in an Iranian strike. We had it parked at a base. It got hit. They were like, mild damage to the tail wing till photos came out. No, it's true. It has been damaged. I just feel like there's another word one might use. The first combat loss of an E3 aircraft in history. I don't know if it's really a combat loss if it got bombed in a base, but yeah. It doesn't really matter how fancy your airplanes are if drones and missiles can just strike them while they're sitting. Oh, it flies at Mach 8 and it's invisible in the air. Okay, like it has to land at some point, doesn't it? Isn't the E3 super expensive? Yep. Your tax dollars at work. The Ukrainian advisors are shocked at the incompetence of the US armed forces. Yeah, we're not being cost effective with our Shahid drone knockdowns. No lessons learned from Ukraine and wargaming. Okay. Getting a little saucy with it, I see. The feds plan to start diluting gasoline this May. What? Here's what the E15 fuel waiver means and everything you need to know about ethanol and gasoline to buy the right fuel for your machine. Lee Zeldin's EPA approved nationwide E15. Oh, fuck. Not this, man. God damn it. Fuck me. We're bailing out the farmers again. We're bailing out the fucking farmers again. Jesus Christ. The ethanol. Okay, this is a corn fuel subsidy. You can farm corn. Okay, basically, this is how it happened, okay? American farmers were farming corn, as they are wont to do. And then one day, the American farmers were like, dude, no one's buying our corn. Like, we're making infinity corn, but people don't want to eat infinity corn? What the fuck? So the government was like, don't worry, we got you, okay? What we're going to do is allow you to use an incredibly inefficient, in both space and energy, process of converting your corn into ethanol, which we will then dilute our gasoline with. This will make America more energy independent. In reality, what it does is subsidize corn producers by allowing them to, you know, in addition to selling off corn for food, now you also have it for ethanol production. Shifting it from E10 to E15 is basically like a gigantic subsidy to corn farmers for worse fuel, and it's more expensive. Glad E85 didn't take off here because people realize it's not worth it. Well, we're about to be getting E15, I guess. E33. They already hit the winning formula. Normally, the EPA bans E15 from June to September because ethanol evaporates faster than gas. In the summer heat, that extra 5% of corn juice turns into smog-forming pollution faster than standard gas. The timeline, May 1st to May 20th. The government is basically saying, we know this causes more smog, but there are wars where a lot of oil comes in, it's cheaper gas. The waiver's been in the news, came up in 2022 as well. Most late model cars can run E15 no problem, but older vehicles don't like it. This reads to me as an extremely desperate attempt at very temporarily, and not even temporarily, but it's like an attempt to shore up gas prices in the wake of everything that's going to happen and is happening in Iran. What worries me about this isn't what it represents now, but rather what it could represent, because I would not be surprised if at some point they start pushing E20 or E25 in a desperate effort to fix two problems at once, the unavailability of gasoline and farmer subsidies who are getting hit by higher and higher prices because of the higher cost of fertilizer from the Iran conflict. But maybe not. Most cars can't run E25. All right, well, I guess we'll see how it goes. 105.22. It's still crawling upwards, man. What the fuck? Every time you blink, it's higher. 10 minutes to close. Yeah. 10 minutes to. Ah, oh, sorry, guys. It dropped. 105.13. If we can hold at 105 as markets close, though, people are going to be losing their fucking minds. Hold the 105. Hold. Hold. I'm seeing so many people on social media losing their mind over Ben-Gavir. Thank God Ben-Gavir is so fucking evil, so unlikable on every level, really showcasing it. I cannot believe that the formal position of the Democratic Party right now is still one of essentially non-condemnation towards our aggression in Iran. That is fucking insane, dude.
The president posted this morning about, you know, his threat that on leaving Iran, he said we might be blowing up and completely obliterating all of their electric generating plants, oil wells, Harg Island, and possibly all desalinization plants. Under international law, striking civilian infrastructure like that is generally prohibited. Why is the president threatening what would amount to potentially a war crime with the U.S. military? And how do you square that with the administration repeatedly saying that the U.S. does not target civilians?
Look, the president has made it quite clear to the Iranian regime at this moment in time, as evidenced by the statement that you just read, that their best move is to make a deal, or else the United States Armed Forces has capabilities beyond their wildest imagination, and the president is not afraid to use them. That's not what I said, Garrett, and you're saying the word potential for a reason, because I'm sure some experts are telling you that in your ear to try to ask me that question. Of course, this administration and the United States Armed Forces will always act within the confines of the law. But with respect...
Excuse me, I voted for Hegseth. I voted for a non-woke military. Can you explain?
To achieving the full objectives of Operation Epic Fury, President Trump is going to move forward unabated, and he expects the Iranian regime to make a deal with the administration.
To that end, which of those objectives would destroying a desalination plant most help?
Haley, go ahead.
Well, look, here are my current updates on the war in Iran. Oh, hold on. Iran's hitting industrial sites in southern Israel. Cool. Now they took out 100% of their military capabilities, but that remaining 0%, it still packs a real wallop. Let's take a look. Update. So here's the big one. GOP weighs healthcare cuts to pay for Iran war. We all knew it was coming, though I didn't expect them to be pushing for it this early. I can't believe they feel politically comfortable enough saying this out loud, like considering the way the midterms are looking at the moment. Like, I thought the Democrats were going to land an easy 30 or 40 seat majority in the House, but the way the Republicans are playing this one, I'm starting to think that might go to like a maybe 60 or 70. Republicans are considering reductions in federal health spending to help pay for a budget bill containing as much as $200 billion to fund the Iran war and immigration enforcement. Why bother if they'll steal the elections? Because they're not going to be able to steal the midterms. I'm sure they'll try, but they will not succeed. They will lose the House this upcoming election. Honestly, the way they're playing things, they're risking the Senate marginally too. Too big to rig, baby. $200 billion to help fund the Iran war. Reductions in federal health spending. Deeper cuts to Medicaid spending. The Congressional Budget Office previously found this move would lower overall benchmark ACA premiums by 11%, but result in 300,000 more uninsured people. Also, we can war with Iran. It would cut the subsidy amount that some enrollees receive, thereby increasing out-of-pocket premium costs while saving the government over $30 billion. Just a little fraction of what we're spending. We've already spent more than that in Iran so far. Quite a bit more than that. The driving force is the need to pay for the war in Iran and fund ICE, the latter of which triggered the partial government shutdown. Democrats oppose both, leaving Republicans ready to use the party line process known as reconciliation. I've heard about that process. 5 weeks, $2 billion a day or so. That statistic is bullshit. I bet you the overall cost of the Iran war is going to end up being closer to $3 or $4 billion a day. After the fact, it's always higher than we think. Like, they say a billion a day now, but I don't think we're getting off that easy. How are you insured? Is it expensive? I'm insured in the sense that I ensure I won't need to go to the doctor's office anytime soon by, you know, doing my jumping jacks and eating my leafy greens, okay? It's the best insurance that money can't buy. Israel's Channel 12 says that in case of a U.S. ground operation in Iran, Israeli soldiers will not be participating in the ground. That's right. Only dead goyim. Thank you.
We need to neuter them for a very, very long time, and that's the purpose. You're right. Gas prices have certainly gone up because of what's going on in the Middle East, but they're going to come down, right? This is a very, very temporary reaction to what is going to ultimately be a short-term conflict. I think the president's been very clear about this, that we're not interested in being in Iran a year down the road, 2 years down the road.
A year down the road. It's going to be a short... Look at how quickly they've moved the goalpost. We're only a month in, guys. Just a short little excursion. We're not going to be here like 10 years from now like we were with Iraq.
We're taking care of business. We're going to be out of there soon. And gas prices are going to come back down.
Hey, Benny. Crazy how hard this administration is speedrunning every mistake previous administrations made. Not once to learn from the past, I suppose. I don't think people fully understand the gravity of the situation as the UN is preparing for possible nuclear weapons use in Iran. The UN? Well, it's certainly on the table, isn't it? What can we even do right now to open the Strait of Hormuz? Yeah, I don't know either. 105.12. I thought it dipped down. Somebody said it dipped down into the 104 line. We're going to close at 105. It is about to close. The market is going to close at 105. 105. That's the worst one yet by far. That's really bad. Really, really, really bad. Even that one time it spiked up to like, what was it, 108 or whatever? That was only on market open. By the end of the day, it had gone back down. Americans are dumb. I could have told you that. Well, in fairness, a lot of people don't really know. I mean, how do you win a conflict where we have no objectives? We did open by killing their leadership, you know? A lot of people still say we won in Vietnam because we killed more people, even though we completely failed to achieve all of our objectives. You know, some people, for the winning, it's just maximizing suffering. Yeah, we'll see what the Houthis can do to boost those prices. I'm dumb as fuck and I vote. Same. Beg Iran to forgive us and go home. I hope they don't. We don't deserve it. Okay, crude ended the day in 105, but now we're back down below because of the futures market for May. That's what May contract here means. We're talking about the futures market for 1 month down the line. No futures, just post-close trading. Well, whatever. It'll hover in the area. Trump hits new approval low among all adults, rounding to minus 21 for the first time. Damn! Plus 21 disapproval. Still insanely high.